Okay, talk a little bit about the chapter on probabilities, chapter 13. Now, I want to point out in the beginning that this stuff works a lot better in a classroom with a chalkboard and not so great over PowerPoint. So stick with me. I'll put some handouts online and work through the book pretty closely. And if you have any problems, email me, give me a call, come by the office, and we can go over some problems. Given that you're at Oklahoma Baptist University, you shouldn't have had a great deal of past history with gambling, but the probability questions and the basic probability questions are often about gambling issues, playing cards, throwing dice, and so on. So you need to know some facts. A die has six sides. It's a cube. Each of those sides has little dots, and one side has one dot. Second side has two dots, so on like that. So one through six. You have, if you toss one die, what you get is just the number of spots that are up. If you toss two die, what you get is, again, the sum of the number of spots that are facing up. So if you just toss one, you can get 1 through 6. If you toss 2, you can get not 1 through 12, but 2 through 12, right? The lowest possible number is 2. So you can get a 1 on each die. Highest possible number is 2 sixes. Okay, and when we have problems with cards, we're always dealing with a standard deck of cards. So standard deck has 52 cards. We don't have any jokers. Those 52 cards are divided into four suits of 13 cards each. The four suits are clubs, diamonds, hearts, and spades. And each suit has an ace, two, three, four, five, dot, 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 up until a jack, queen, and king. Now, some of the problems we'll talk about face cards. The face cards are the jacks, queens, and kings. So there are 4, 8, 12 face cards in a deck. Okay. Four tens in a deck, four aces, so on. Okay, the notation in the problems, that PR means the probability. So PR in parentheses S equals N means that the probability of some statement S is N. And that N will be some number that ranges between 0 and 1. Inclusive. It can be a 0, can be a 1, more likely will be somewhere in between. Okay, simple events. Here are some examples of simple events without defining it. It's pretty easy to get the concept just by looking at examples. Tossing heads with one toss of a single coin. Okay, getting a 6 with a roll of a single die. Drawing a heart on one draw from standard deck of cards. The key here is that it's not an and sentence or an or sentence. It's not talking about more than one event. This is just one thing that happened. Okay, the probability of simple events is equivalent to this. The probability of A equals F over N, where F equals the number of favorable outcomes, N equals the number of total possible outcomes. So favorable outcomes over total possible. Examples. What's the probability of tossing heads with a single coin? Well, how many favorable outcomes are there? Just one. Heads. How many total possible outcomes? Well, you can have heads or tails, so there are two. So the probability of tossing heads equals 1/2, 1 over 2. What's the probability of rolling 2 on one roll with a single die? One favorable outcome, the side with two spots. 6 total possible outcomes, 6 sides on the die. So the probability of rolling a 2 equals 1 over 6, 1/6. What's the probability of drawing the ace of spades on one draw from a deck of cards? Only one ace of spades in the deck. 52 cards in the deck, so the probability of drawing the Ace of Spades is 1 over 52. What's the probability of drawing an ace on a single draw? Well, in this case, we've got four favorable outcomes. Ace of Spades, Ace of Hearts, Ace of Clubs, Ace of Diamonds. Over 52 total possible. So the probability of drawing an ace equals 4 over 52, which is equivalent to 1 over 13. Now, what's the probability of drawing a heart on a single draw? Now we've got 13 hearts, over 52 total possible cards. So the probability of drawing a heart equals 13 over 52, which reduces to 1/4. Or we could just have thought about it in terms of equal number of hearts, clubs, spades, and diamonds. So drawing a heart is one out of those four suits. 1/4. Now, complex probabilities are probabilities of negations. A negation is a not sentence, or conjunctions. A conjunction is an and sentence, or disjunctions. Remember from last time that a disjunction is an or sentence. Here are the rules. If this statement cannot be true, it's impossible to be true, then the probability of the statement being true is zero. If the statement must be true, it's necessarily true, the probability is one. Now, that little sign there that looks like an arrow with the top part missing is a not, so the probability of not S equals 1 minus the probability of S. Now, sometimes it's a lot easier to figure out the probability of a negation than the probability of the original sentence. So if you can figure out the probability of the statement being false, then you know that the probability of it being true is 1 minus that. Examples. What's the probability of rolling 7 with one die? Well, you can only get 1 through 6. Since there's no 7, we know that the probability of rolling a 7 is 0. What's the probability of rolling at least a 1 with one die? It's going to be a 1 through 6, so whatever you roll, it will be at least 1. So the probability of at least 1 is 1. What's the probability of not rolling a 6? Well, the probability of not rolling a 6 equals 1 minus the probability of rolling a 6. We know that probability of rolling a 6 is 1/6. So 1 minus 1/6 is 5/6. So the probability of not rolling a 6 is 5 over 6. The probability of not drawing the King of Hearts. The probability of not drawing the King of Hearts is equivalent to the 1 minus the probability of drawing the King of Hearts. There's only one of those in the deck. So it's 1 minus 1 over 52 equals 51 over 52. Okay, two statements are compatible if they can both be true. Two events are compatible if they can both occur. If they can't both be true, or they can't both occur, then they are incompatible. Now, this is going to be important in a minute. So tossing heads on one coin toss, tossing tails on the same coin toss, those are incompatible events. You can't get both. Tossing heads on one toss and tossing tails on the next toss, though, are compatible. You can get both. Drawing the Ace of Spades on both of two draws if you put the card, the first card, back into the deck. That's called with replacement. Those are compatible. But if you do it without replacement, you don't put the first card back. It's incompatible. If you draw the Ace on the first draw, you can't possibly get it on the second draw because it's not there anymore. Okay, this is why this is important. The restricted disjunction rule. If two statements or two events are incompatible, then the probability of A or B, at least one occurring, or at least one being true, is equivalent to the probability of A plus the probability of B. Well, if that makes no sense, let's look at some examples. What's the probability of getting either heads or tails on one coin toss? Well, they're incompatible. You can't get both on one coin toss. So that's equivalent to the probability of heads plus the probability of tails, which they're both equivalent to 1/2. 1/2 plus 1/2 equals 1. Well, we know it has to equal 1. You toss a coin, it's going to come up either heads or tails. We're not going to allow any landing on the edge stuff. Okay, what's the probability of getting either a king or a queen on one draw from a deck? Okay, you're only going to draw it once, so you can't get both. It'll be at most one or the other, so they're incompatible. Probability of a king or a queen is equal to the probability of a king plus the probability of a queen, which is equivalent to 1 over 13 plus 1 over 13 equals 2 over 13. What's the probability of getting the ace of spades or a heart on one draw? Again, just one draw, incompatible. So that's equal to probability of getting the ace of spades plus the probability of a heart. Probability of getting the ace of spades is 1 over 52 plus probability of getting a heart, which is 13 over 52 equals 14 over 52 equals 7 over 26. Okay, now what about compatible events? Well, first of all, let's see why that same formula won't work. What's the probability of getting heads at least once on two coin tosses? Well, if we were to use the restricted formula, we'd have this. The probability of heads on the first toss or heads on the second toss equals the probability of heads on the first toss plus the probability of heads on the second toss, which is 1/2 plus 1/2 equals 1. But that can't be right. Well, why not? Well, if an event has the probability of 1, it has to occur. It's necessarily true. But we know in this case that doesn't have to occur. We can get tails on both tosses. So what went wrong? Actually, we know that the answer must be 3/4. Well, why must it be 3/4? Think about it in terms of favorable outcomes over total possible outcomes. There's only one favorable outcome, heads and heads. But there are 4 total possible. There's heads, 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 tails, tails, heads, and tails, tails. So 4 total possible. I was thinking about changing my problem. We want at least one heads. 3 of them have at least one heads. So the answer is 3/4. So what went wrong with the original formula? Well, if we look at it, essentially what we did was count the same thing twice. 2 ways to get heads on the first toss, 2 ways to get heads on the second toss. And with that formula, all we did was add up those ways. But what we did was count the time that we get heads twice. We counted that 2 times. So we need to subtract one of those times. And that will give us this formula called the general disjunction rule. If A and B are compatible, then, actually this works whether they're compatible or incompatible, the probability of A or B is equal to the probability of A plus the probability of B minus the probability of A and B. Well, that means before we can calculate compatible disjunctions, we need to figure out how to calculate the probabilities of conjunctions. Now, before we do that, let me look at why this general rule would work in the restricted case, too. The restricted case is just for incompatible events. So we'd have probability of A plus the probability of B minus the probability of A and B both being true or both occurring. But if they're incompatible, the probability of them both being true or both occurring is what? It's zero. So we'd have the probability of A plus the probability of B minus zero is just equal to the probability of A plus the probability of B. Well, before we can do conjunctions, we need to understand what it means to be dependent or independent. Two statements are independent if the truth value of one has no bearing on the truth value of the other. That makes sense. Two events are independent if the occurrence of one has no bearing on, not the truth value, rather, but the occurrence of the other. So if one happens, then that doesn't affect the likelihood of the other happening. Some examples are this. Tossing heads on one toss, tossing tails on the same toss. Those are dependent. If you get heads on the one toss, that ensures that you cannot get tails on the same toss. Okay, heads on one toss, tails on the next toss. Well, coin tosses, successive coin tosses, are always independent. You get heads on one toss, that doesn't affect whether or not you're going to get heads on the next toss or tails on the next toss. Drawing two kings with replacement always independent, without replacement always dependent. That affects the likelihood. If you get one on the first draw, that affects the likelihood of getting one on the second draw. You've changed the number of favorable outcomes and the number of total possible. Okay, the restricted conjunction rule. If A and B are independent, then the probability of A and B is equal to the probability of A times the probability of B. Here are some examples. The probability of getting heads on two consecutive tosses. That means getting heads on the first toss and heads on the second toss. They're independent, so we just multiply the two. 1/2 times 1/2 equals 1/4. Probability of getting a king on two consecutive draws. Probability of getting a king on the first one times getting a king on the second one. Now, I should put here, this is with replacement. It's 1 over 13 times 1 over 13 equals 1 over 169. You can check my math.